This is program number LWUSA 3005. Somehow we've gotten it all backwards. Hi, this is Larry West. Not long ago, a local mental health office began hassling a religious-affiliated children's home. The state office felt the home was totally out of place because, and these are their words, it is totally inappropriate for the staff to pray with or for children, and grace before meals should be offered in silence, if at all. As a result, the state office was successful in getting a little girl named Judy taken out of that home and returned to the streets. And they justified their action because they said the home was confusing her with religion. Sure, guys, it's a whole lot better to give her a dope pusher than it is to give her God, right? And you do it all in the name of human rights. It's time for a wake-up call, America. It's time. You see, on the other hand, did you know that there are some state social workers that offer a kid free contraceptives, clinical treatment for venereal diseases, and abortion without notifying the legal guardian? Somehow, we've gotten all this backwards, all in the name of human rights. We spend our time protecting the child from God rather than protecting him from those things that will hurt him. In Manhattan, believe it or not, children who are up at midnight on weekends need only to tune in to basic TV cable to watch such things as a rape scene, a feature on homosexual orgy palace, a scene of explicit lesbian sexual activity, a commercial selling boys for $65, a commercial showing three pairs of women's legs and a telephone number with the woman's voice telling viewers to call that number and they'll go anywhere in the metropolitan area. And all of that is just on basic cable television. The U.S. Department of Justice says it has decided that there are no laws that apply. We've gotten it all backwards, folks. And it's time for a wake-up call, America. It seems that today people are pleading the First Amendment more for the pornographers than for the preachers. And the criminal is being protected more than the victim is. It's time for a wake-up call. More freedom is granted the protesters than the protectors. I agree with President Reagan when he spoke at the National Religious Broadcasters Convention several years ago, when he said that the First Amendment was not written to protect the people from religious values, but to protect those values from government tyranny. Somehow, though, we've gotten it all backwards. When Mr. Reagan spoke to the National Religious Broadcasters Convention, he said, "I do not agree with those who accuse you of trying to impose your views on others." He said, "If we have come to the point in America where any attempt to see traditional values reflected in public policy leaves one open to irresponsible charges, then I say that the entire structure of our society is threatened." I agree. And I say, it's time for a wake-up call, America. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Somehow, in the last few years, we've gotten it all backwards. Today, there are those who would rather get a little Judy out of a religious children's home because they pray before a meal and put her back on the streets where she can't get a meal at all, but even often becomes the meal of ravenous wolves. Somehow, we've gotten it all backwards. What we need more is more servants of the people, those in government, to pray the same prayer that a government leader prayed a long time ago. Solomon prayed, "Give thy servant an understanding mind to govern thy people, that I may discern between good and evil." We need more government officials who will pray the prayer of Solomon. We have government officials who don't know the difference between good and evil. We have a body of people in America who are governing, who are ruling. They are the vocal minority who don't know the difference between good and evil. It's time for a wake-up call, America, you sleeping giant. It's time to wake up before we fall through the cracks. I'm speaking for Churches of Christ, and I have a Bible study course I think will help. Write me for it in care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.